thought on my mind this morning is when you, first thoughts here, when you take, so last night had kind of a runny nose before bed, and I'm like, I don't want to get a cold, and wasn't following the usual routine. Usually it's sore throat, runny nose, cough. So, anyhow, had one of those combo packages of kind of generic DayQuil, NyQuil, and so went with that. And so this morning, yeah, woke up about 2:30, then the alarm at 4, and when I heard it, the announcer was like, another hour left in the show, but it's a show that's basically ends at 2 in the morning, and they run it for in the, I'm like, at first I'm like, oh, it must be 3 in the morning. No, it's 4 in the morning. It's time to get up, Albo. And yeah, bottom line is, you take some of that sleep-inducing medication, and it just makes it tougher to get going the next day. So that's kind of what I'm facing today. Today in history, it is August 20th, 232nd day of the year. And on this day in 1866, the National Labor Union held its first formal meeting. The union advocated an 8-hour work day. Uh-huh. Also on this day in 1866, same year, President Andrew Johnson formally declared an end to the Civil War. I think maybe was I under the impression it ended in 1865? I guess I would have been wrong if I thought that. And finally, this morning here on WWIB, this is something that I should have put in the front segment because it doesn't have to do with today in history, but let's go with it anyhow. A new study shows coffee drinkers are being associated with healthier body composition.
Serving coffee with a crawler. Dunkin' doesn't take a lot of skill.
Researchers at the University of Oulu in Finland say those who drank more coffee for the most part had lower levels of body fat and greater skeletal muscle mass. The study looked at more than 2,200 people who were 46 years old with similar body mass index. Researchers say the results could push further studies to determine whether coffee itself caused any of the biological differences. I'm Michael Kastner.
And, well, there you go. Coffee drinkers, have at it. Finally, August 20th, devotion from Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love. He writes, God made beauty to leave us speechless. He dazzles us, so we'll pause and listen for his voice. And today's devotion reads like this. Mark 6:31, come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest. Goff says, we all need a place to go to be restored. Maybe it's a family lake home or that favorite trail to hike, or it could be road trips into the country, riding horses or baking. Goff says, my surefire place of rest and refuge is a place called the Princess Louisa Inlet in Canada. It's a place that holds most of my dearest memories. Every time we return from the inlets, I try to scheme ways to bring the spirit of rest I experienced back with me. Because here's the truth, the real magic in finding rest isn't specific to the places we go. It's about the spirit or rest we return with. We go to a lake or a farm or a favorite river because we want to pause long enough to calm the noise in our lives. We want to tune back into what's most important. Goff says, I think that's one of the reasons God created beauty like lakes and rivers and forests to dazzle us. They're sanctuaries disguised as nature, reminding us to pause and listen for his voice. We don't need to fly to Canada or take road trips to find them. We can find peace and stillness by tagging out from some of what would normally fill our days and having a picnic in our backyard. We can best tune in to God's restorative voice by sitting silent long enough to hear him speak. Don't believe the lie that you have to go away to be restored. Find a way to create a sanctuary in your daily life because these safe places are within reach if we'll stop long enough to see them. Today's closing question, where is your favorite place to rest? Where is your favorite place to rest? I don't know. Along those lines, I kind of got away, took some of my stuff, and walked a few blocks to a park near our house yesterday. And, yeah, there's beautiful scenic places there. There's some things going on, but still there's some quiet to be found and had. And that was a nice break.
Secret Sound, and it's clue time. 715-723-2555. Try it again Thursday here on the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Havel. Your chance to win a Culver's Value Basket, courtesy of Culver's of Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Lake Halley, and Rice Lake. Secret Sound, and we have the Secret Sound for you, and we'll let you listen to it, and then we will give you the first clue and see if that gets you on track.
That is what the Secret Sound is. There it is. What is that?
Now, that secret sound, our debut clue, our first clue is that sound was recorded here. Here on site, around the office premises, etc., of the WWIB home base here in Halley. So it wasn't recorded at my home, at Halvo's home, or somewhere else. It was recorded on site somewhere here on the premises of the WWIB Communication Center in Halley.
So that is your clue. That is your hint. That
You're
is your
welcome.
Help. You're welcome. 723-2555. Things were so dry last time, we didn't even hear from Chloe in Menominee.
Yeah.
So 723-2555. Give it a try. Adult, child, what have you. Culver's value basket on the line. Again, this was recorded here. 723-2555. Getting some calls.
715-723-2555. What is the secret sound?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Jamie from Mondovi.
Hey, Jamie.
What do you think?
You're unplugging a speaker, an amp.
Unplugging
like that.
Okay, unplugging a speaker amp. Is that what this secret sound is?
It's a radio station, so thinking along those lines. Let's listen. Is that what it is, Caleb?
It is not.
Sorry, Jamie.
Appreciate the call from Mondovi. Call back 715-723-2555.
Jamie and his wife, both teachers in the Mondovi school system. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sherry from Whitehall.
Hi, Sherry. Good morning.
Good morning. Is it a zip tie being tightened?
We do use a lot of zip ties around here, honestly, especially with our sports broadcast, too. They're very handy.
Is it a zip? My wife, they called it American rope in Liberia when they had a vehicle issue. Peggy had a zip tie with her. Could that be what this is?
It is not a zip tie, but good guess. Appreciate it. 715-723-2555. Who wants to win a value basket from Culver's?
With the clue, people are calling. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Jessica from Bloomer.
Hey, Jessica.
What do you think?
Is it an electric stapler?
We have had, this is the third kind of stapler that has been guessed. Is it an electric stapler?
Yeah, we've had two others. Is that what that is? That is...
It's not
it. Sorry.
Thank you, Jessica. Good to hear from Blackhawk Country, 715-723-2555. Where will we hear from next?
Secret Sound with a clue. What is this? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jody Wellscott, Oliva.
Hi, Jody.
Good morning. Hey, would it be a Keurig when you punch the pod down?
Yep.
Okay.
I don't know if we've ever officially had that. That's been guessed a lot of different times for things. Is that
and we
what
do
this?
Have a Keurig here.
We do, for sure. Use it most days. Is that what it is, Caleb?
That's not what it is.
Yeah.
But
it
at some
like
point, we're going to have to record that just because people guess it all the time.
They do. That might be a short one. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jamie from Mondovi.
All right, Jamie, strike two. Well, not strike two yet.
We don't know yet.
Try number two. What is it?
Give me a chance, Mark. Is it an electric hole punch?
Is it an electric hole punch?
Okay. So not just a three-hole punch, but an electric one. Could that be what that is?
It's not, Jamie.
Sorry, Jamie. All right, we'll take three more. The music ran out, and so we will take three more and renew the music. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Morning, Mark and Caleb. This is Linda from Chiffla.
All right, Linda, we know that voice anywhere. What's your guess?
When you come in the door, it's after the door shuts or after as it's shutting?
Yeah, the shutting of the door may be recorded at the station. Caleb, is that it?
It's not. Thanks for the call, Linda.
Two more tries here. Otherwise, we'll go to after 8:15 on Secret Sound for a Culver's value basket. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sherry calling from Whitehall again.
All right.
Giving it one more try.
Uh-huh.
Is it a paper cutter?
A paper cutter. We have one of those here.
Yeah.
Absolutely, we do.
Is that what that is?
It is not. But, did lots of cutting paper for some of our various handouts and things at Summer Smiles and One Fest and National Night Out. But, no, I didn't record it, at least not recently.
Sorry about that, Sherry. One last try. You're our last hope. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Chris Jerry from Ladysmith, Wisconsin.
All right, Chris, what's your guess?
I am guessing an office chair, that little clicker thing when you click it up and it goes really quick.
Okay. An office chair when you click, and I'm trying to think what that might be.
Let's listen. So an office chair when you, when you click it up so that it goes up, yeah.
Well, what, so what's the...
Well, anybody tired of any Hollywood cliches?
Here's the thing. We love going to the movies, see things on the silver screen, right? But there are some tropes in movies that you say, okay, maybe we could come up with something a little bit different. For instance, the phone dies at exactly the most important moment. And it always makes that little beeping dead battery sound just when you need to make the call. Doesn't work. Some Hollywood cliches.
Yeah, another one. The car won't start when the characters are trying to escape.
Of course. How about disarming bombs when exactly 1 second is left on the clock, leaving yourself no margin for error?
You know, but I feel for him because that is classic Hollywood TV shows and movies. But what are you going to do at 10 seconds? I mean, yeah, it just is not,
there's
the,
not
most
the same amount of drama.
How about shooting a lock? Shooting a lock can open a door. They just knock down doors easily.
Well, yeah, kicking down doors. I mean, have you ever tried? Thankfully, I haven't. But I mean, have you ever tried like knocking down a door just like throw your shoulder into it or kick it? They don't come down very easily. And yeah, shooting a lock. Only in Hollywood does that always work to open a door. Hollywood movie cliches. We love the movies. A character turns on a TV at the exact moment the news story or plot element is being discussed on the newscast.
Yeah, that's true. Carrying one paper bag of groceries with baguette and parsley sticking out of the top.
How else would you know that it's groceries? Or is that on everyone's grocery list? Hollywood movie cliches. Driving and talking to the passenger while completely ignoring the road.
Yeah.
Always.
Try to determine where are they exactly. People sitting down to breakfast, eating one bite, and then saying, I'm late for school or work, and then leaving all that food.
What a waste. I'd gladly eat it. A few more Hollywood movie cliches. The police stakeout in a car that's parked 12 feet away from the suspect.
Hope they don't see me. Someone loses their job and have a convenient cardboard box for all their desk stuff and a potted plant poking out the top.
You didn't know this, that they had a potted plant until they leave. Two more Hollywood movie cliches. When someone opens a bathroom medicine cabinet mirror, and then when they close it, someone is standing behind them.
And finally, another one, a Hollywood cliche, crawling through ventilation shafts that can support the weight of a full-grown human.
Haven't tried that myself, but not really sure, even after the Livia weight loss, that a ventilation shaft could hold me up. Well, people pet peeves. Now, sometimes we can tend to ignore the log in our own eye, right, when we're trying to pick the splinter out of somebody else's, but some things that maybe we say, all right, you really have to do that. For instance, people who stand up the second the plane lands. We all wonder, where are you going to go?
Oh, people pet peeves, another one. People who don't turn their signal on until they're turning. Hello, we need to know before.
Right? That would be one that I would absolutely agree with. A few more people pet peeves, just for fun. How about when the dad is walking like 20 paces in front of his entire family? Come on.
Yeah.
You're not leading an expedition. Maybe you are.
I just thought of another one I'm going to insert here because it has to do with driving. You're cruising along here and we get off and we're on the highway and it's 50 is the speed limit. People do go over that. And somebody, you're cruising along and somebody somehow decides they should get into the lane of traffic right in front of you. And you're just about there.
Right.
That's a people pet peeve for me.
I have all sorts of people pet peeves when it comes to drivers. And thankfully, my wife is in the car with me. But I mean, for instance, like when someone comes up really fast behind you, like they want to pass. So being a courteous Wisconsin driver, you move over so they can pass. And then they get in front of you, but clearly they don't have cruise on because they just get slower and slower and slower. And now they're getting in your way. It's like, pick your speed. Like, I'm trying to be courteous. People pet peeves. When you hold the door open for someone and they don't say thank you, that's just Midwest nice. Come on.
Yeah, there you go. People who put their toilet paper in the holder in mullet mode instead of bangs.
Does it go in front or behind? I would say definitely in front. Yeah, bangs mode.
I agree with you, yeah.
How about this? When you're in an empty waiting room and someone decides to sit right next to you.
That's just kind of odd.
As an introvert, that's just kind of like, that's a horror movie in real life for me.
Another one, people who have only outside-only dogs, especially in very hot or very cold places, right?
Can we put, like, dogs who constantly bark in our, not quite people pet peeves, but people and their pets pet peeves? And finally, I love that I get this one. People pet peeves, just for fun here in the Wib Wake Up Show. People who say, I seen, instead of I have seen or I saw. Mm-hmm. Oh, I seen you down at the Walmart.
Oh.
No. Love you, even if you talk that way.
It's the Wib Wake Up Show. Do you have a people pet peeve? We only have 10 minutes left in the program, but we're all ears on the talk and text line 715-396-1670 if it helps you to vent. Caleb? On the listener line, we did get a few responses to pet peeves.
Yes. So Cliff from Eau Claire, he said number one pet peeve for him is when people toss cigarette butts out of their vehicle. He says, or tossing them anywhere for that matter. And he also agrees. He says the turn signal after you're already turning seriously, why would you even bother at that point?
And our friend Angie in Thorpe says a couple of pet peeves for her. People who say especially instead of especially.
And espresso instead of espresso.
And finally, she says people who say coupon instead of coupon.
I know that I'm guilty of that one. I'm pretty sure that I've said coupon and coupon interchangeably.
Yeah.
In my slight defense, though, I did look it up. And it does say online that either one is acceptable in American English. But I will try to say coupon more often if I'm saying it on the air, just so I don't irk you. Because, again, just little things, too, that, you know, it's just for fun. Just our little people pet peeves where it's like, hey, it's not a deal breaker, but just little things that bug us.
Like you, I think I have interchangeably said it both ways. And I'm afraid to say it right now.